BBC News with Marion Marshall. The Egyptian police have fired tear gas at demonstrators in the capital, Cairo, as public anger mounted over football violence. The demonstrators have accused the police of failing to assure security at a football match in Port Said on Wednesday. 74 fans were killed when supporters of the home team clashed with those of a Cairo team. Rupert Wingfield Hayes, in the Egyptian capital, says many people suspect the violence was stirred up by supporters of ex-President Mubarak.
They believe that in some shape or form, the military regime here was behind the violence. They believe, some of them, that the military wanted to take revenge against the football supporters who have been leaders in many of the protests against the military government over the last year. Others believe that the military regime simply wants to destabilize the situation in Egypt in order to cling on to power. I have to say there is absolutely no evidence so far at all to support these claims, but they are very, very widely believed.
The second in line to the British throne, Prince William, has arrived in the Falkland Islands for a 6-week deployment with the Royal Air Force, a move Argentina has condemned as a provocation. Prince William will be part of a search and rescue helicopter team. His deployment comes after renewed arguments over the sovereignty of the Falklands, which Argentina claims as the Malvinas. One of the world's leading bankers has told the BBC that Greece's private creditors are likely to incur hefty losses as a result of debt reduction negotiations. Josef Ackermann is chief executive of Deutsche Bank and chairman of the group which is negotiating with Greece on behalf of creditors. Mr. Ackermann said the total loss on Greek loans was likely to be about 70%. 2,000 police officers in Ciudad Juarez in the north of Mexico have been moved into hotels for their own safety after threats by a local drug gang. This report from our correspondent in Mexico City, Will Grant.
The decision to move the police of Ciudad Juarez into local hotels came after at least 5 officers were killed in Mexico's most violent city in recent days. The deaths follow a warning by a local drug gang, calling itself the New Juarez Cartel. The gang threatened to kill one police officer a day unless the local police chief, Julian Leisayola, resigns. Leisayola is a very controversial figure in Mexico, credited by many with greatly reducing crime in Tijuana while he was police chief there. But there are dozens of complaints against him with the state's Human Rights Commission, including for alleged illegal detentions.
At least 3 people have been killed and more than a dozen injured in an attack on a police station in western Colombia. The attack in Villarrica comes a day after 11 people were killed in a similar explosion in the port city of Tumaco. Police blamed that attack on Colombia's largest left-wing rebel group, the FARC. The rebels have been stepping up their offensive since their leader was killed in a military operation in November. You're listening to the latest world news from the BBC. Police investigating drug trafficking in Bolivia have arrested Victor Hugo Sanabria, whose father, René Sanabria, used to be head of Bolivia's anti-narcotics police. René Sanabria led the campaign against the drugs trade from 2007 to 2009, but he's now serving a long sentence in Miami for cocaine trafficking. His wife is also wanted on suspicion of drug trafficking. A lawyer for the family said it was being persecuted and wondered if a Sanabria's dog would be the next to be arrested. The American real estate magnate Donald Trump has endorsed Mitt Romney as the Republican candidate in the 2012 U.S. presidential elections. Mr. Trump said he had chosen Mr. Romney after meeting him several times and watching him during television debates. Earlier, it had been suggested that Mr. Trump would choose Newt Gingrich instead. On a visit to South Sudan, the United Nations humanitarian coordinator, Baroness Valerie Amos, has warned that the newly independent state might have to cope with hundreds of thousands of refugees fleeing from the north. Some might be fleeing from conflict, while others might be forced to leave since they're southern citizens. Baroness Amos said the mass movement of people across the border into South Sudan would be a huge challenge for the United Nations.
Capacity is already extremely stretched. We will do all we can to prepare with the government of Sudan and with the local authorities. But I think everybody needs to recognize that if we do have to face those challenges in the next 2 to 3 months, our resources will be extremely stretched.
Officials in Serbia say efforts are being made to reach 11,000 people who've been trapped in remote villages by heavy snow. They're using helicopters and teams carrying food on sledges. Much of Europe is still in the grip of an extreme cold snap. Temperatures as low as minus 30 degrees Celsius in some places have been blamed for more than 120 deaths. Many of those have died in Ukraine. BBC News.